Live.
Blog Talk Radio.
We are now live this morning all over the world. So we want to say good morning, America.
Good morning, everybody.
Woo! How y'all doing today? Okay, I got to put my glasses on and say hello to everybody. Good morning, Magdalena Estrada of the Most High God. How
good
are
morning,
you today?
Tatina.
Good morning, guys. Y'all come on in the room and let's hang out. We have a good time and talk about what God is talking about today.
That's right.
Yes, Ho, aren't you excited today, girl? Hope, I have to tell you, girl. So everybody that's on Hope Adams' page, y'all, when I seen Foxy Brown, I'm like,
the fire red hair.
Like, I love that. I got to go get down there and get some color started on her because that was so beautiful. Did you see about the picture? You know, oh, girl, you got to go on her page and see this picture. She looks like
Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown is in the house. I mean, the beautiful burgundy afro. I love that hoe. Oh, my God, you need to do that again, girl. That was like flavor. See, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, look at that. Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah.
Oh, that's talking about bringing your flavor. See, you can be women of God and have some flavor.
Yes. And you can be women of God and be sexy, too.
Oh, you got to say it.
I'm just saying. That's what Butterfly told me. She told me that on Sunday. She's like, women of God can be sexy.
Absolutely.
Not provocative.
Right. You can be sexy because you're a woman. You were created with the hips, the lips, and the fingertips.
Hey.
Okay? That wasn't the Thanksgiving message, or was it? Okay, so we back, y'all. But I hope y'all hanging out with us today, but and those that are all over the world, we'll say good morning. Feel free. We have our notation of the numbers at the bottom of the screen. Feel free to call in.
Yeah.
And talk to us, hang out, or you can, like, let us know what you're thinking and let us know what city you are watching from, and we will pray for your community, and we're praying for the nation. You know.
Good morning, Pamela. Good morning, Miss Pamela. How are you today? First person,
Tatina.
Tatina.
Yes.
Tatina Marie Thomas. Good morning,
yes.
Miss Tatina.
Washington, Tennessee.
What? Tennessee is in the house. Oh, my God. Look, I just seen the man with the guitar. Pastor Rick.
What up, Pastor Rick? Hey.
We salute you today, Pastor Rick. We're so excited that you're hanging out with us today. Because I saw you was over at that grapevine with them Christmas lights. That's
hello.
What I'm talking about. See, we got to, come on, people of God. We could be celebrating just because we people of God don't mean we have to stay in the house and do nothing and just be praying all day.
Right.
Okay, you can pray
your Bible.
Yes. Come on, man. Once the word get in you, you got to get out
and
start hanging out and be in the light.
Yes.
Right?
And the salt.
And the salt. Yes, that flavorful illumination is what the Lord has called it.
Yes.
So, good morning, Miss Flavorful Illumination. Foxy Brown.
Good morning, Pastor.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful for that word of God because I finally figured out when people are, that's their way of saying that I move too fast, but God's way of saying is that I am just a Mustang. You know, and it's okay. Be who you're called to be.
Yes.
Right? And it's okay. That's why you got to turn down on telling people your visions and dreams.
That's right.
In this season of 2023, whatever God is telling you, because we're going to be talking about listening.
Yes.
You keep it shut. Keep it between you and God and people that you know that really have your best interest at heart and will pray you through that dimension. Because you got some people that say they got your back, but they won't see your vision because God gave it to them. Did I say that? Yes, I did, because it's the truth.
Yeah.
So be mindful of that, people of God. I'm just excited to be here today, hanging out with you guys.
Yes.
And you guys deserve a hand clap today. Y'all do. Y'all deserve a hand clap. Y'all deserve PG Bus. Yes. That shout out is for my twin sister, Laura Kelly, daughter of the Most High God. Yes.
Y'all, yeah, so this weekend I got to fellowship and volunteer with her down at Fishers of Men.
She did.
Shout out to that ministry out in Fort Worth.
Pastor Margaret and Martin Otano.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We got to serve meals to the homeless, and there was a word that was brought forth, and it was a great time.
Yeah.
The Lord.
That's a great ministry. I thank God for them.
Yeah.
They really do work. They're the hands and feet of Jesus. They work
they really
in the
are.
Community.
Yes.
They are just amazing people. And that's how their ministry started out, just as a little place to start feeding people. And then it was birthed into a church.
Yeah.
And then, see, once you get in a place of hearing God, because it's not going to seem right to man, because people tell you, well, if I were you, that's when you run, forest run. Okay?
Yeah.
Because they're not telling you what God is telling you. So it may seem peculiar, or we may say, well, where are we going to get the money from? God will provide.
Yes.
He is Jehovah Jireh. He is. If he called you to something, he's already made provision for you. All you have to do is go to the other side and go get your stuff. Okay? And get busy doing the things of God.
Amen.
But back to Fishers of Men. They are a great ministry in Fort Worth, Texas, and they have the heart posture for the homeless.
Yes.
And that's how Jesus was. You know, but a lot of people, I think as people of God, we want to sit at the, you know, up with the people with the collars and the clergy and this and that. But it's really about, those are the people that Jesus rebuked, was the religious people. He wanted to spend more time with the sinners and the struggling, the lost and the hurting.
Those who had less than.
Yes, he did. But we just have to be mindful of that. So whatever God is telling you to do in this holiday season, you guys do that, you know, and tell us how that made you feel.
It was very fulfilling. And it was a humbling experience. Serving people, my heart. But it was just very humbling just to serve people who you know who are living in tents, who are out on the street, who you know only have one blanket to keep them warm at night. You know, I don't really have words for it.
Yeah.
It almost brings tears to my eyes because it's just all like, you know, you don't know who's going through what.
Yeah.
Even I was in that situation at one point, y'all. I don't even know if some of y'all know, but when I first moved to DFW, I didn't really have a place to go. I was sleeping in my truck from time to time, but not.
That shirt I should have worn today. But God.
But God.
Yeah, that's okay. The post is live. Lord, just post with the but God shirt. Okay.
Yeah, but no, I love just giving and serving to those who are out on the street, to the homeless, you know, big or small. And some of them, I'm like, hey, I don't have a dollar or change to spare, but may I pray for you?
Yeah.
And a lot of them, you'll be surprised, a lot of them are open to it. And it doesn't have to be, you know, these long, drawn-out prayers, y'all. Sometimes it could just be, you know, Lord, you know, watch over so-and-so, provide for them, love on them, and comfort them.
That's beautiful.
That's it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, a kind word and a kind gesture.
Yeah.
It's more valuable than money anyway, you know, really. But a lot of times when you're dealing with the homeless, they are hungry people.
Yes.
And that's why places like Fisher Men is provided at other places all over the community and all over the world, you know, to reach out to the less fortunate.
Yeah.
You can't give the time just to ask the Lord, what does he want you to do to be a part of that? Because you can be a part of that from afar. I wasn't there, but I try to be a part of that, you know, community, and just, you don't always have to be in that to do that, but just make sure that whatever God is telling you to do, you just do it.
Yeah, and a lot of us, you know, we have a few dollars to spare. We can just run into the gas station and grab them a sandwich or grab them a bottle of water, you know, just a little gesture.
Yeah.
The little things that go far, far away.
Yeah, so true. So, guys, we are talking about today, a great topic today, to the GGs. Good morning. Good morning. And we are talking about, are you listening? So you have to know, you have to have an ear to hear. And, you know, in this dimension, we're talking spiritual ear. Because a lot of times, I think that's where the battle is. We try to hear from God, but we try to hear with our natural ear. And that's, God is not natural. He's a spirit. So you have to stay in the spirit in order to hear him through your spiritual ears. So, you know, we are embarking up on a brand new year. In this new year of 2023, we are, 60 days away, if that? Okay? So, the Lord was like, let's ask some questions this morning. Because when you get into the Word of God, thank you, Papa Jim. How you doing? With that very white voice this morning. And with the lime water. Bam! Yes. So, you know, I don't know how often you really realize in the Word of God, God asks us a lot of questions in his Word. So the question this morning is, who's tired of striking out? Who? That would be me. I'm a race pick tonight. Cut some more hair. So if you've got to strike it out, you know, we can have soft strikeouts. We can have hard strikeouts. You know, it can be all different dimensions of the strikeout. Here's the deal. If you have not met the goal that you know, that you feel that the Lord has really put before you, that's some type of strikeout, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, if your answer is yes, now if you answer no, we'll see you guys next week, okay? Because we're going to talk about how to get into that place. But if your answer is yes, it's time to settle yourself. And like Dr. Ortiz, you put this in my spirit, and I wrote about it. And I'm so glad she's here today to see her words be illuminated all over the world today. So she sat Sunday at the House of Glory, you know, during our testimony time, if you don't mind me sharing, that in her time, she's right now, before we embark upon the new year, in her stillness. So sometime when God allows us to be still, it's for a reason. You have to get with him and ask him, God, why am I not like busy? Why can't I? And her very own words was, the Lord just wanted her to take time to reflect on this whole year, to see some good, some whatever, probably bad and some indifferent, but whatever it is, but it all was good that she took away. Okay, so in this, it's time to tell yourself and reflect and begin to learn, I want to have a relationship with God in the place of being able to listen and to hear him in my spirit so that I can be in this new year of 2023 exactly, we don't want to miss the mark anymore. And the only way that I miss the mark, and we have scripture to run you into this place, is here all year. So I'm thank God Pastor Rick is watching, because all year we have continually encouraged us all, even ourselves, to reset, come on, to recalibrate, to renew, and some stuff you got to reject.
Yes.
And we call that the reread. Okay? The reread. Yes, and it's nothing. Listen, it's no better time than to do the reread right now. Y'all know how some people be out there doing the Dougie and all of that. I'm serious.
Come on now.
It's time to do the reread. It's time to get reset, recalibrate, renew. I'm telling you, to just understand that some stuff, even ourselves, we have to reject some people. I heard you say it last week, Hope. The Lord has got you in a place of just cutting off some stuff.
Yes.
Cutting off some people. You have to, because everybody's
dead
end. And I go, where are you going? And we're just trying to take the old people into the new year.
Yeah.
You know what the struggle is, and the weight and all that stuff. So what do you want to say this morning?
It's going to be hard, but I love how she said the reads, all the recalibrate, the renew, the reject. So the Lord can replenish and rejuvenate.
Come on,
girl. Restart
in you. Yes, the re-ring.
Yes, I'm telling y'all. Yeah. Some of it, I mean, it even says that he is the vine and we are the branches.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the vine.
Yes, he
so
is.
He is going to pluck and prune and prick and trim some dead ends off, dead weight,
and
dead
it don't
friendship.
Always feel good, does it?
No.
It could be a little painful sometimes, but if you want what God wants for you, that's you, by any means necessary, you will begin to walk it out.
Yeah.
And to get in and you got to be quiet anyway to hear God.
Yes.
You got to shut the people down, turn them off, turn the volume down on the people, and turn the volume up in your spirit so that you can really be tuned in. Because God don't always be yelling. His voice is soft but stern and loving. And you know it's God because you have so much peace in it.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
So this is the year that we're encouraging everyone. Good morning, Miss Tricia. Thanks for tuning
Trisha!
In today.
Hello. We missed you.
Yes.
I saw her yesterday at Upper Room.
Oh, yeah, you guys did, though. Beautiful. What was I doing yesterday?
A whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
shout out to
Upper Room.
Every Monday from noon to 2 p.m.
Yeah, it's everything. It's everything. It
powerful
is. So that's going to be part of my re-read in the new year to make time for my Upper. Monday going to be in my schedule, Upper Room, because I love that. But then this coming Friday night, we're going to the worship with
Pastor
Rick. You guys can look on our Facebook pages. You can see that. It's an event. You know, I got so much stuff. I can't remember everybody's stuff, okay? But I do remember I'm going.
Yeah.
I know that. Okay. So, listen, we're going to jump right into the Word of God. We're going to dive in. Woo! if y'all are ready, and Pastor Rick, we're still hanging out in the book of John today, okay? So we're going to the book of John, and it's going to be John chapter 10, verse 27 through 29. And see, and the Bible is such a great book of instruction. It tells you exactly how to do whatever is in your spirit or in your heart to do. Isn't that amazing, Hope?
Yes.
So Hope, you ready?
Yes. She's
going to read the word of God for us this
morning.
I am
ready. Let's pray.
Yes.
Most gracious and heavenly
Hallelujah.
Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time, Lord Heavenly Father, devoted to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Heavenly Father, that your hands and your presence is all over this ministry. It's all over Facebook Live, Lord God. It is here in the room, Lord Heavenly Father. Your word says that when two or three are gathered, that you are in the midst, Lord God. So we just thank you for your faithfulness, Lord Heavenly Father. We thank you for your presence. We just thank you, Lord God, as we decrease our flesh, increase your Holy Spirit in us, Lord God. Just shine bright for all the world to see, Lord God, those near and far. We thank you to our live studio audience, Lord Heavenly Father, with each and every one of them going and coming. And we just thank you, Lord God, and bless your sweet, precious word in your Son, Jesus Christ's name.
Woo!
Amen.
Because it is precious.
It is.
Before you read, I want to say thank you for being a very special, beautiful co-host in this season. I'm like so honored, though, but I just want, because for most people that watch us, they come on and they see me and Laura. So I just want to like reintroduce my very special, amazing co-host, Hope Adams of the Most High.
Who's
going to be hanging out for a whole another couple of weeks. We've like given Laura a sabbatical.
Yeah.
So don't be funny when I take my sabbatical.
April.
I made an announcement to the world this morning. I declared it that I will be taking sabbatical to get over there, everywhere, because I have to do that. And I remember Sunday, normally, when Pastor Rick was ministering, you know, because normally we do certain Sundays, but the Lord is telling me, I want you to sit at the feet of people. I want you to sit back and get filled up, because you're always pouring out. You're pouring out, and even though I'm in my word daily and I'm studying and writing, and whether I'm writing a book, because I am, or whether what am I doing with the word, because a lot of times the Lord will drop stuff in my spirit. Thank God I have a Galaxy Note to where I got a pen on my phone and I can just start writing. So there's so many things that God is calling me to teach and minister, but I know it don't. Yeah, but he's going to take us out into the deep. Like we've been talking about going deeper, deeper still. When God is calling you out, you got to be ready to go.
Yes.
You cannot be fumbling around, you know, and fumbling through your faith. You got to be really ready to be casted, because you can't ask him to cast you, and then you, when he opened the window and the doors, we don't go. We got to be ready in season and out of season, everybody. So we're going to get into word. Let me see what's up.
Hi,
Magdalena
Sandra.
Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Nicole.
Oh, Magdalena says, she said, I'm just coming off a sabbatical year. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's called rest. But we rest in him. It's in him we move and breathe and have our being. So we're going to read John 10, 27 through 29 this morning.
Yes. All right. And the word reads, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Okay. Who's sheep?
My sheep.
This is Jesus. My sheep. See, first of all, this is an identity situation. You got to know who you are. Are you his sheep? Because if you're not, you're not going to hear him. That's what this says.
Yeah.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Yeah.
So you got to understand. So we get worried about the Facebook followers. You got to worry about who you follow.
Oh, come on.
We really do. Because people often ask me, I've heard them say it for years, why can't I hear God? Because you're not listening. Because listening requires a dialogue, a conversation between two. That's what listening is. Instead of a monologue, you got to know the difference.
Yes.
A monologue is a long speech made by one person, which is a one-sided conversation. So the question is, are you the only one talking, or are you letting God talk?
We can't be doing all the talking, y'all.
Hello? And I never, Trisha, I'm listening. God is the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. It's not going to interrupt you. It's just going to let you keep talking. And when you get talking, do you just move away and you never get the answer?
Right.
you could have a petition. So that's why we're going to go to point two. Listen, when we are actively making our quiet time with him, which is a time of substance, see, and meaning not just begging, because you got some people, all they want to do is beg God, constantly asking selfishly.
Yeah.
So that's what their conversation is with a lot, just asking God, God, when are you going to bless me? God, when I kind of have, nobody's asking God, what is it that you would have
in
me to do?
In your own will.
Yeah, yeah.
Not God's will.
Yeah. We want what we want, how we want it. That's the only time we're talking to God. But we just talking with this monologue because it's a one-sided conversation.
Yeah.
A lot, and I have found in my own personal experience, when I get somewhere and sit down and be still, like the word of God says in Psalms, be still and know. That's the only way that I am God. Because if you talking, you can't hear nothing. Have you tried talking and listening at the same time? That ain't how it's working for you. Because that ain't never worked for me.
Yeah.
But this is just words of encouragement, because John 10 and 27 reminds us that the voice of God will give us direction. Because he said here, my sheep hear my voice, and they know, and I know them, and they follow me. You will have a direction once you begin to settle yourself in the spirit, because where the mind and the body follows. So if you know in your mind and your heart you need to settle down, your body gonna follow.
Right.
But if you steady up and moving around and doing all these things, and I'm telling you, I have a praise report, and I was trying to figure out how I was gonna tell these people.
Come on.
Yeah. Good morning, Brother Frazier. Thank you so much every week for tuning in, my brother. We love you and thank you so much. This is so encouraging, and y'all may think this is a sidebar, but I gotta follow the Holy Spirit. Okay, so I was going to call Dr. Ortiz yesterday and tell her, but I thought I was going to wait till in person, but I didn't know she was going to be at the show. Okay. So, and this is just, it's kind of like a plug, but I take advantage of my platforms and it's a plug. But it's a testimony too. So, okay, I got to see the people what they're saying. So, yesterday I had an appointment scheduled with my medical doctor. Okay. Do that. So when you can find out what's going on with you, and then whenever God says, well, I want to work this out, but I want to do it naturally, you can do that because we have all these people here that can help you. Okay, so y'all, man, I was like, man, I could have flew yesterday like an airplane without being in the plane. So, that's why you got to be patient and wait, because good morning, Pat Pace, my brother. How are you this morning? You and Jody? Yes.
Good morning, Christopher McCleveland.
Yes. So listen,
from Longview.
I when I went to the doctor, I said, I waited in the waiting room 45 minutes. I was getting a little frustrated, but still, I just got on the phone and started reading my words. That's all I did. And then eventually the doctor came for me. Okay, so they take me to the back, and they first thing they do is weigh you. And I'm kind of nervous because I've been like, I ate a piece of cake. I did. At the Thanksgiving dinner. But I'm set free because I can have piece of cake every now and then. I don't eat cake like I used to. Okay, so I go in the back and they took my weight and I was so excited. Yeah. So the lady says, ma'am, as she's doing my paperwork and asking me all these questions, so she didn't tell me what I weighed. So the whole time I'm thinking, I want to know what they scale say because I know about it. The doctor scales are so precise, okay? So she took my blood pressure. So here we go. My blood pressure, because, see, a year and a half ago, I was in emergency. I was hospitalized. I was hospitalized for 5 days. This was during all the COVID stuff, and my blood pressure was at stroke level, 250-something. It couldn't even read on the scale. I didn't even know that I was going through all this stuff.
Wow.
So anyway, so I was on four blood pressure meds, y'all. I was taking two in the morning and two at night. It's a praise report. Hear me out. So when I went to the MD, because I've been trying to get into the doctor, but when you miss an appointment, you got to wait another 6 months, pretty much. But that's okay because I lined up with the holistic doctor.
Come on.
So that's what I did do. So in the meantime, when I finally get into the doctor's office, my blood pressure was 124 over 70. Hey! Hey! But check it out. But check it out. So I didn't even have no blood pressure meds because I ran out. Yes, because I ran out, and then I noticed the one that I did run out of, when I took it, it would make me sick. Remember, Hope, I was like, I don't feel good.
Oh,
I feel,
yeah.
I don't know what's going on. So this is what I did.
We ended up having to cut our session short one day. She
yes.
Because
I was like, I can't take this medicine. So I just stopped taking it all but one pill. Okay, so when I finally got into the doctor's office yesterday, the Holy Spirit said, just come clean. Tell her. She may get mad, but don't care because it's your life. It ain't hers. Okay. So when I sat down with her, she looked at me and she goes, gosh, you lost a lot of weight. She was like, and look at your blood pressure. What are you doing? I said, I'm glad you asked. I said, well, I want you to know that I've aligned myself with a holistic doctor. I'm under a team of doctors that function in the holistic realm. And this is what I'm doing. I've detoxed my body. I'm making great choices. And I'm not taking this medicine anymore. She says, well, what will you need me for? That's what she said. I said, well, I'm supposed to be here to get a prescription fill or whatever. I don't know. I'm just here. So anyway.
Hi, Marianne.
I told her that, I didn't tell her the name of the doctor, but I said, I'm under a team of doctors because I am. And she says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Yeah.
I said, well, then they got some blood work on me yesterday. So whatever come back and however it is. So y'all know me. I'm out the box. When I'm in the place with the people drawing the blood, when the lady drew the blood, I said, wait a minute. Before you put the blood up, let me lay hands on the blood. I did. I said, I'm going to plead the blood of Jesus over my blood. Before you take it back, so when it come back, it won't be nothing in the blood. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Wow.
That's what I said. She goes, I've never had anybody do that. I said, well, you got to take it by force.
Amen.
Okay? So my praise report is that I'm 28 pounds down, because I think I gained 2. But Hope says muscle, because I've been working out. I'm going to carry it to the muscle and the piece of cake. Okay. So I'm just so grateful, and my doctor gave me, she was so proud of me. She said, what kind of work do you do? And I told her I was a hair designer. She says, is that why you're so beautiful?
Hey.
Isn't that awesome? Okay, and then the lady in the back, she goes, I cannot believe that you're 60 years old. I was like, wait till I come back. I'm going to be 27. But you can age backwards because it's a promise. God tells us that he will store all the years that the locusts have eaten.
Amen.
He will do all of these things he said he would do, but you got to participate. You got to participate in your healing. You have to get aligned, and we have the doctors here on staff.
You have to
that
do
can
your
help
part.
You get an alignment. That's the name of the business, holistic alignment. It will help you get aligned.
Yes.
It will help you flush things out of your body that you have no clue that you're putting in it. And when you do that, and you know what the young lady says? She said, I try to tell people every time, Ms. Mosey, that if they do diet and exercise, I said, but I'm not dieting. I'm doing a lifestyle change.
Right.
You may want to add that to your conversation to your people. If you do a lifestyle change, it's not a diet because that's too close to dieting.
Right. Yeah.
Diet is with the T. The die is without it is die. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to, I'm working it out too. This is my 9th month in my lifestyle for the rest of my 92 years coming to live.
Amen.
Yeah, because I'm 60 and I got 60 more. But I'm going to do it real good this time. So that's my testimony. And for those that are really trying to get your life together,
yes.
Get your health together, we have the health professionals here, Dr. Ortiz and
Dr.
Sister
Reed.
Hope. Will get you in physical shape. And then they asked me this question, Hope. How many times are you working out a week? I was like, 3. I was so excited. How often do you work out? I said, 20 to 40 minutes. And they're like, are you getting your heart rate up? And I could see myself with the weights, me and Mama Dolly. So I was like, damn, I ever. Yes. So
yeah.
I'm just excited, y'all. Yeah, if y'all had this progress, y'all would be telling the world, too. Y'all be excited to encourage somebody else. And, a lot of people say, well, we don't know how. Well, we have the people here at the Mansion on Park Road that can help you. That's what this is all about. It's from within because we get fed spiritually.
Amen.
All of this good food, but we eat bad food. We're doing stuff to our bodies. And that's how, because I had to partner with the Holy Spirit. Even though the doctors have been here, but I still didn't align with them. Until I got in God's face and I said, Lord, I want to do this with you. I can't do it without you. See, that's when you start listening. And the Lord told me specifically, you need to partner with the people that you call for. And I begin to partner with them, and you have to make an investment, because if you don't pay now, you're going to pay later.
That's right.
You have to make the investment and not be saying, well, I can't afford that. Do they take insurance? Jesus is your insurance.
Amen.
Yeah. Like Laura said, he's your MasterCard.
Right.
He
God
is. He will provide. Yes. And her prices are very, very reasonable.
Yes.
Trust me, when you get in and you start seeing changes in your body, you ain't going to care what it costs.
Yeah, and let me just piggyback.
Come on
that.
Now.
That's,
come on now.
Ever since
help us.
Yes, I promise. Like, Dr. Ortiz has definitely helped me, even with my inflammation.
Yeah.
I was having gut issues.
Yes.
I went to see her.
Me too.
Y'all, I know this may be TMI, forgive me, but I had parasites.
Me
and she
too.
Got me on a cleanse.
Me too.
And majority of them are flushed out. And it's helped with my inflammation. It's just helped me feel better, feel lighter, think clearer.
Yes.
Because they even, like, you know, they affect the way that we think, the way that we sleep, our mood, all of that.
Yeah.
Everybody has them, but it's all like she said, when you get in alignment, God puts you in alignment with somebody who can help you spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, all the above, inside out, y'all, it's worth it. It's worth the investment. Like she said, you're either going to pay for it now or you're going to pay for it later in hospital.
Yeah. And, you know, and I knew that I had some progress, but when your medical doctor, see, this is my whole testimony here. When your medical doctor tells you, what do you need me for? That's powerful. She said that to me. And then I said, well, I mean, I'm just doing the protocol. Because, you know, I don't want to be ignorant and think, be willy-nilly out here with nothing. No.
Mm-hmm.
Until I come, listen, I started out with 4 blood pressure medicines and I'm only on 1 now. That's a praise report.
Y'all.
And I'm going to be off of that one in a minute. Yes, I am, in Jesus' name. Because I'm already whole.
Yes. Right.
I'm already healed. Even when I was going through what I was going through, I was still healed over 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
But the revelation is you have to tap into what belongs to you.
Yes.
And you have to line up to be able to obtain it and make it, you know, manifest in your life. You know, because a lot of times we block our own blessings. We're our own worst enemy. We don't want to line up. We don't want to get connected to the right people. And you will say, that may work for them, but it's not going to work for me. Well, it's before the taking, just like Jesus went to the cross for all of us. It's the same dimension.
Yes.
But that's the part of, are you listening? If God is telling you, you know, to, in this year 2023, you can be running out the money and you could be running out the things, but if you're not whole, it's going to be all in vain.
Yeah, to keep running empty.
Yeah, it's the truth, because you can get all this stuff, and if your health is not, that's where your real wealth is in your health. If you're not healthy, then you're going to leave it here for somebody else. If we don't take care of ourselves, we see people leaving here. People have been leaving from the beginning of time. But what I'm saying is we don't have to leave here prematurely.
Yeah, there's even people in their 30s who are dying.
Yeah.
Like, I think I said that last week. They're here today and gone
tomorrow.
That's
true.
Dropping like flies, y'all, in their 30s and 40s.
That's
like
true.
That's too young.
So we just wanted to take the time. That's my testimony to the world today to encourage you, because I've been striving for this goal for a year. You know, really it started in my mind, but I didn't line my body up to do it. But the moment that I got serious about it, the only way I could do it was through the help of the Lord. And he began to tell me how to do it. And then I began to listen to the professionals here and begin to do it seriously, consistently. Still today, someone asked me today, so how many of them supplements you taking today? I said, well, I was taking about 15 a day, plus some drops, minerals, and all that. And I got to go get adjusted real soon because I missed my appointment last week. But I went to the doctor this week. But really, really, we really have to, you know, really get our minds and our hearts right in order so that we can be better version of who God created us to be.
Yes.
One thing I do know, it's nothing that God can do with sick people. If you're struggling and sick and ailing in your body, you're not going to feel like it, you know. But guess what? Newsflash, Jesus didn't feel like it either.
Come on.
When he went to the cross. So we're going to get back into this place of talking about listening. And I just appreciate you guys take that testimony. And that's my 2 cents today. And I hope you spend it wisely.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Love it.
Yes. So thank you, Hope. Thank you for keeping me on point.
Thank
pushing
you for
me.
Sharing.
Yeah, because y'all should see Hope when I'm in the gym. You can do it, Pastor Mustang. Go. I'm like, what I'm dying over here. Get him over there. At least we be working it out. Yes. So to God be the glory. But listen, we're going to roll
Marianne.
On to John.
I love you.
Good morning.
Walking from STL.
Mama Dolly said, glory to God. Paloma says, I love y'all. We love you too,
love
sister.
You, Paloma. My sister.
Yes.
Mighty Dove, woman
so
of God.
Awesome. Isn't that beautiful? So let's go to John 16 and 13 and see. Because remember we're talking about, are you listening? Are you listening this morning? Hallelujah. So, John 16 and 13.
Yes, we are here. I have KJV version.
That's good.
Jesus out.
Come on, Jesus, I'll go it.
All right, it reads, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth.
Come on now.
For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear,
woo,
that shall he speak. And what he will shew you things to come.
Come on now. So how about it, y'all? How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, see, that's it right there. I just believe, and I watch, you know, I watch people as a person in the marketplace. I watch people, and one of the things I'm really realizing is people don't want to function in truth. They want to continue to go the way they go and complain. And when it don't work, they just complain, put complaint on top of more complaining.
Some of y'all need to stay away from still people. They're still stuck, still complaining, still
come
in
on
the
down.
Same position they were last year.
Yes.
Let them go.
And the truth is what sets us free. So the word says he will come to guide. See, that's that direction. He will come to guide you into all truth. Not some of it, not even a piece of it. Not just for today, but all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So that portion means if you ever in denial about your future, because he said he'll show you things to come, which means he knows it all. God, the Lord wrote this the end before he wrote the beginning.
Right.
We're just trying to catch up. Okay, so if he's going to show you the things to come, that means he's going to show you your destiny. You're trying to figure it out. But this verse helps us understand how we effectively function in the ear of spirit.
Amen.
It is through the Holy Spirit. Come on now, that we hear God.
Right. Amen. Right. Amen.
It's through the Holy Ghost. When you allow the Spirit to lead and guide you, because Jesus told us before we went to the cross, hold on. Wait a minute. Before I go, I'm going to leave you the Comforter. Another Comforter is what he said, because he was the original Comforter.
Yes.
He said, I'm going to leave you another Comforter. So you're going to need him.
Yes.
Well, because where I'm going, he's coming back to receive us. He is. But in the meantime and in between time, you have a compass that will lead you into the right place, because he shows us our destiny, which is our future. And if you're confused, know who the author and the finisher of the confusion is.
Satan.
The minute you get confused, you already know who's running your life.
Yeah.
You got to get back in the right lane.
Yes.
And flow with the one that's not confused, that created, he tells us in Jeremiah 29 and 11, a future and a hope. Come on, and an expected end.
That's right.
So he already know, but if you don't have the spirit of expectation, and you're still walking around trying to have it like Frank Sinatra your way, or like Burger King, come on, y'all. And then when it don't go the way you think it should go, then we complain.
Yeah.
And we get mad at God. And we even have the audacity to get mad at the people of God and feel some type of way. Well, it's happening for them. Well, that's because we are wrapped in a bubble of grace.
Yes.
And grace and truth are the same. It is, because it's all Jesus. He's truth. He's grace.
Yes.
So when we understand that, good morning, Sister Malika.
Good morning.
Chef Malika. Good morning, Miss Katrina. She said that part. Preach.
Good morning to my Uncle Freddie.
Good morning, Uncle Freddie.
Yes.
Longview in the house. Y'all tell us where y'all
is showing up.
Where y'all hanging out at, and we can pray for your communities and your families, and that's what we do. That's the show after the show. We go and we
happy
get in,
Thanksgiving
into that place, and we pray for you guys. So yeah.
Yeah.
So this is just a word of truth that we pray that you guys are partaking on today.
Yes.
That you're really understanding hope. I know that's in your spirit. What do you feel about your, now that you have like, I mean, I think we all have different degrees that we get into the realm of the Lord.
Yes.
Do you feel like in the last year that you've grown?
Oh, man, yes. Yes, I have learned a lot. And y'all, a lot, how I've learned is that whenever trials come my way or whenever I go through a storm, I just take a step back and I ask the Holy Spirit, I'm like, okay, what do I need to learn from this?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of woe is me, like you said, instead of complaining and griping and all of this, it's all like, okay, Lord, how can I learn from this? And what is this going to teach me? And just to keep trusting in him,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that at the end of it all, I mean, I'm going to win. I'm going to come out on top. So it's just having that confidence. And that took years for me to get. Like I would say, like the first time a storm arose or something happened to me, I was the first one to run to the phone and call my mom, be like, Mom, can you pray for me? Like that was my comfort right there.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I had comfort in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just that physical voice, that person there that I had. But then I even posted it today. I had to learn how to lay hands on myself.
You better say it.
I had to learn how to pray for
encourage
myself.
Yourself. Yeah.
Encourage myself.
Yeah.
Seek
yeah.
him
mm-hmm.
first before
yeah.
running to the phone, before posting on Facebook, complaining, and everybody's all in your business, and you're listening to everybody
mm-hmm.
else, but you're not listening to the source. The main voice. So that's why today's topic is, are you listening?
Are you listening?
But it's all about training yourself up, training yourself to really sit still and find comfort in it all, good or bad. And that's just
that's powerful. That's powerful. And it's true though. And that's why even when we were doing our testimony Sunday, when she was talking about how the Lord really directed her, because she got in his dimension and she began to seek him and say, Lord, what is going on? And her revelation was just sit back and reflect.
Yes.
When we sit back and reflect, we can see going into this next dimension, this new year, what we don't want in our lives.
That's
what
right.
the struggles that were probably so unnecessary. A lot of stuff we pick up and what was God contending with all that for? That didn't have nothing to do with me. You know,
yeah.
wasting
yeah.
our time when we can really shift the way we think into the things of him and participate with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And then we'll see the progress. As I was telling Dr. Ortiz on Sunday, just the growth in her life, just seeing that it's such a blessing. And in your life, it's
Amen.
Such a blessing as people that steward the spirits of other people to see them grow. But you have to give people room. Don't start trying to tell them what to do.
Yes.
Because they have a Holy Spirit of their own. They have the morning, Sister Sharon. Thank you for coming in today. They have their own, you know, and what we want to do is nurture them in that place so they can grow and figure out life. That's what I love about my leaders. They don't tell me what to do. They just give me the nuggets, which is the word.
Yes.
And they say, that's between, we want you to grow in that place. And then they let me figure it out. And then when I figure it out, they just say, I'm so proud of you that you really stood in that place of staying with hearing from God
yes.
and not letting people get in your ear. Because
yeah.
that's what we get go wrong at. We do. We let people get in our ear. And we start doing what they think or what they say, and we're out of the will of God.
Yeah.
And that's a red flag for all of us. We all have to, like you say, you have to grow from that. Remember, you say you get
yeah.
on the phone and call other people or get on this and that. You can't do that. You got to get in a place and so that you can open up your spirit, man. So that you know, because it's the oneness when you're in Him and Him and you. He's always
yeah.
been there. You know, but when we shut down the noise and turn the volume down, we really begin to hear him. And you were like, wow, God, you were there the whole time. Yeah,
yeah,
isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
So we got some more good stuff to share with you guys. So we're in the book of John, y'all. We're hanging out in the book of John. So we're going to be in John 4:23-24. And this is so awesome sauce. We in it now, right now. You ready?
Yes, I am ready. 23 and 24,
mm-hmm.
but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to who worship him.
Okay. That's so powerful. So here's the news flash today.
Come on.
In this scripture, we're going to kind of take it on the backside and come back up on the flip side. So y'all just roll with me. So we're going to hang out in verse 24 right now. Okay, so the thing I love about the Lord, he's so loving. God is a spirit, like the word says, and those that worship him must. That's like a command. You must.
Yes.
There's no other way. Worship him in spirit and in truth. That's with the Holy Ghost. Because the word back in John 16 tells us that it's the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us, right,
yes,
into all truth. So this is how you get into the frequency, okay? So there is a frequency in the kingdom. I don't know if you know this. It's getting in the right frequency, because just like God have a frequency, the enemy have a frequency too.
Yes.
You got to know which frequency you are attributing to. So when you're in the right frequency with God, it's attributing to the reverent honor of God, connected with him through his word. That's how you connect with God. When we quiet the heart, this is powerful. Please write this down.
Yes.
When we quiet the heart, we discover the power of listening. Because this is a powerful place to be when you learn how to get in a posture to just hear. Because when you do that, that's when you move in him and breathe in him. And it's not going to seem right to the people of the world, because it's not of the world.
Right.
Okay? Remember David? Just as David learned at a young age. Remember David, when we read about him, he mastered inquiring with the Lord and waiting on him. He waited on him responding before he would make a decision. And that's what we have to get into. So we're not going to go there, but you guys go back and read the chapter of Samuel. Please go and read the book of John. This whole book is powerful. But when you get into 1 Samuel, read the whole chapter of 1 Samuel. I mean, the whole book. I'm sorry. And when you really learn, because when we think about it, when David was young, see, a lot of the things that we were called to do were already on us when we were young. So David always was a loner. He got in the fields and he was a shepherd. See, he already had the mandate of leading, but he was out there with the sheep, and he was so genuine, because remember how Jesus used the illustration of the sheep, how he would leave the 99 for the one? That's so powerful.
Yeah.
But one thing about David, he had mastered being alone with God, because he had a whole house full of brothers that was just making a whole bunch of noise, and so did Joseph. So if you got siblings that just been making a whole bunch of noise, get off to yourself. And it's like that in the church, too, because those are our siblings in the spirit,
yeah,
brothers and sisters. Get up to yourself so you can hear what God is saying. So me, myself, I have another question. The Lord said, ask him this. Do you ever find yourself jumping into people's sentences and thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people are talking, you almost can finish the sentence before they finish. Have you all ever done that? Oh, that's just me. Okay, that's all right. I raised my hand. So how often do we do that to God? We do that. We start asking God, so Lord, why is this? And then we ask the question. Oh, and then we just leave God over there. He's like, got his hand up. Oh, I was trying to ask the question. But you
don't
run off. Okay. Yeah. We cut him off. How often do you cut God off? You don't even get your answer. You know, and a lot of times we won't touch so much fleshly stuff, natural stuff,
yes,
until we deviated from the spirit. And that's what we have to stay at. So if you answer yes to those questions, we got the antidote. I hope y'all are ready. And the antidote is silence. That's the antidote. Silence, really, this is so powerful. Please write this down. Silence asked me to close my mouth in order to open my heart.
Come on.
It's so true. So #, close your mouth and open your heart.
Yes.
That's how God moves, because remember, he's the God of the heart.
Yeah.
So in this study, I was reminded when I began to become a writer, okay, which was already in me. I didn't know that until I got quiet, okay? So I often ask this question to myself for many years. How do I become an author? I remember asking myself that. So, you know, you've been talking about that. Okay, here we go. So, and this is what happened. And one perfectly serious day. So, see, you can have a day that's a perfect day, Or you can have a day that's just a serious day. But this day was a perfectly serious day. Okay? And I, at the time, I had a deck. And I was sitting out on the deck. And I was just sitting out there, kind of like in one of those Dr. Ortiz moments, just reflecting, just chilling. And I became so still in the spirit that the spirit began to speak to me. Before you know it, I picked up a pen and paper. And, oh, here's the manifestation.
Oh,
what's manifested in my life? And I'm like, that's all I had to do was get somewhere and sit down and be still. And that was it. And that's how this manifested, and it became history.
Amen.
And not long, but it did happen. I became a number one bestseller.
Come on.
Overnight. Hey, so I'm just so grateful. Yes. I'm just so grateful that I got still enough to hear God. So whatever your desire is, make sure it lines up with his will. If it lines up with the will of God, it's going to happen. But if you out here all willy-nilly and you trying to do your thing and you just trying to get your gain and do it your way, then...
And you know you're doing wrong.
Okay.
You know it. I have to stop myself sometimes. And, better.
And like Hope says, it's a learned behavior, y'all. It's a process that takes intentional time and effort.
Hi, Miss Linda.
Good morning, Miss Linda. How you doing? Good morning, Anna Marie. How you doing? So listen, it becomes a new skill in growing your faith. That's what this is all about. It's a faith walk. And remember when the word told us back here, right here in John 4 and 23 through 24, and it says, but the hour cometh, and this is what stood out to me the most, and now is. Some of us be waiting and waiting and waiting. I'm just going to wait on God. But God said now.
Yes.
Now faith. Because remember, and it took us all the way back here, as we dropped down, it started talking to us about growing in our faith. So when you go to faith, that's in Hebrews 11 and 11. Read the whole chapter.
Yes.
Okay? Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is, and we can drop it like a cotton and go home. Now. Not someday. You know, you have people say, well, someday I'm going to be able to. Or one day I'm going to be able to. Well, why not today?
Now, today, yes.
Because today is the day that the Lord has
made.
Come on, y'all. And you can make a choice to rejoice and be glad in it and go get everything that's meant for you to have.
Come on.
Because it belongs to you.
I'm talking to somebody, y'all.
Yeah, I'm talking to me, too.
Somebody ain't even left the bed yet.
Come on, now. So the time is now more than ever before to get in a position with God.
Yes.
So that you can hear him, and that's why we're going to flip the script on this, and we're going to be at verse 23 right now.
Yes.
So as we're talking about, but now the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshipers. Why would God talk to us about the true worshipers? Because obviously it's worshipers that's just worshipers and not true worshipers.
Yes.
Obviously,
yes. The
true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. But this is what's so key. The Father seeketh. Did you know God is seeking you? Especially if you're true.
Come on.
Such to worship him. So he not down for no any kind of worshiper.
Yeah.
He only down for the true worshiper. That's what's so powerful. And that's why I love my co-pastor, Pastor Rick.
Yeah.
Because he is a true worshiper. And he's pushing these girls and opening up the atmosphere. But I'm telling you, watching these women elevate and worship Trisha and Dr. Ortiz, how they are having these encounters. And, oh, God is doing a great work. But you got to want it. Do you want it?
Yeah.
Or don't you want it? If you want it, it's available. And it's been available for you for over 2,000 years. That's how long it's been available for you. But God is really seeking the trueness in who we are. It's a certain flow. It's a certain rhythm. It's a certain frequency in the kingdom of God. And once you get on that frequency, you up in here, up in here.
Up in here.
Because when we flow in the fullness, y'all, we don't understand how much God has for us, but it's the full revelation. So I was reminded today, you know how people can make a bet. So it's all about how we're going to respond. Okay, so let's say Hope, if you say, I bet you, Pastor Marla, you can't do 10 push-ups. Well, I'm just saying, because that's attainable for me, y'all. Okay. She's laughing because she's probably thinking 40, but I'm going to say 10.
Yes.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay, so she make a bet with me and say, I bet you if you could do 10 push-ups, I'll give you a free session. Well, let's go for it. Okay, let's just say it's a bet.
Okay.
And then I obtain the goal, and I make the 40 push-ups. Okay? My mind is still at 10, but the bet is 40. Especially for a free session. You got to have some skin in the game, right, Mama Dalisa? Okay.
Yeah.
So, and I do the 40. So now it's time for her to pay up with her free session because we had a bet. Okay. So now when it's time for her to pay up, she do it grudgingly. Hello? I guess I will, and I don't know it. But anyway, then who wants a free session? Who wants it at that point?
I'll be looking for a new trainer.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the same way it was when Jesus went to the cross. When Jesus went to the cross, he paid a debt that you owed and that I owed that he did not owe. And he paid a debt that we could not pay. He did it for you and for you and for you and for me.
Yes.
And we had the audacity to not even want to show up on Sunday morning and worship the one that died for us to have an abundant life, to have freedom in America, to worship him because there's some people that's got to go underground. You can't say his name. Like, we all on the national this and this and that doing all in the name.
Yes, they censor his name.
Yes. They can't even do it, and we have such freedom to worship a true living God that woke us up today. Come on, y'all.
They censor the name Jesus Christ.
Yes, and when he pulls you over, because I have learned the Holy Spirit pulls me over. That's the Pantico Police, and that's pretty foul. Okay. Pulls me over and say, no, you're not doing it that way. I want you to do it in love, and I want you to do it in truth.
Yeah.
Because y'all know me. I passed the test yesterday. Did I want to slap somebody?
Yay.
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember. That was funny. No. Okay.
Then you probably did.
The pastor after church on Sunday wants to slap people. Can you imagine?
Good morning, Fred. Good morning,
but
Pastor Fred.
Monday I passed the test, probably because I was alone. That's the only way I pass somebody, when I'm alone. But honestly, we have to be mindful, not only, you know, in those moments, just like it was when Jesus was talking to the woman at the well.
Yeah.
Remember when he sat and waited for her to come? He'd be sitting waiting on us. But we don't drop the buckets like she did. We started filling up the buckets, trying to have a, come on now. And just as Jesus was talking to her, he's talking to you too. Yeah. And can the church say amen? Amen.
Amen.
Yes. But I'm just excited to be in this number. So we're going to be in some number.
Yes.
I want to be in this number. I want to be exactly where God is calling us to be at the exact time, at the exact place, because grace goes before you, and it opens the door that no man can shut.
That's right.
Nobody can shut a door for you that God opens.
That's right.
You just got to make sure that the man don't open it. Because man open it, they're going to want you to give them a copy to the key. They are. That's just how it is. They want to make sure that you, it's a lot.
You're going to have to sign over
there. Yeah, it takes a lot.
A whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, but we just want to encourage you today. We pray that you guys are getting ready for your Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes.
With your family. Because remember we opened up with the Big Mamas and the Marias and
Gigi's.
The Gigi's and the Grandmas and all of that. If you still have your grandmother here, just be gracious and loving and because,
yeah,
there's some grandmas that's not here. I'm so grateful that I'm a Nana today. And I've been a Nana for a minute, but I'm at the Nana to the 15th house now, y'all. Yeah, I'm telling you. It's just so incredible to just have children and grandchildren and just family.
Yeah.
And not even just the immediate family, but our true, our godly families, too.
That's right.
I thank God for my spiritual sisters, daughters, brothers, children, all of that, because we are family. You know, it's nothing like it. So I'm just excited, Hope.
Yes.
Just excited. And we just want to say thank you all for tuning in today.
Thank you.
To Hope Adams Familia that keeps growing.
Growing and growing. Thank you to our live studio audience.
Yeah. And, you know, it is the Thanksgiving season, guys, so just love on somebody.
Yeah.
You know, be a blessing some kind of way. Pray for somebody. However God is telling you to do it.
Yes,
that's the way to do
and
it.
Thankful.
Yeah, you know, because we're so, if you're still on this side of the world, you are very fortunate
yes.
to still be here to illustrate and illuminate in the spirit of love.
Right.
So you want to pray us out, Hope?
Yes, I will pray us out. Oh, thank you, most gracious and heavenly Father, for this day, Lord, heavenly Father. We just want to give thanks and praise, Lord God, as we enter your courts and your gates with praise and thanksgiving, Lord, heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for filling us up with your abundance of peace and joy that surpasses all understanding, Lord, heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord God, for this Thanksgiving week with our family, friends, our loved ones near and far, Lord God. Safe traveling, grace and mercy to those who are traveling near and far, Lord, heavenly Father, and may they return safely home, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for your abundance of love, Lord God, and families being reunited together, those who haven't seen each other all year, those who haven't seen each other since COVID started, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for this time of unity, reunited, Lord, heavenly Father, unconditional love and just blessings on blessings for the families and loved ones, Lord God, who are celebrating the holidays together. And even those, Lord God, who may be in the time of grievance, Lord, heavenly Father, for loss of loved ones, Lord God, just be with them, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Just remind them that you see them, that they are loved, Lord God. Be their comfort and be with their peace this holiday season, Lord, heavenly Father. And we just love you, Lord, heavenly Father. Continue to shine your light through us, Lord Jesus. For you are our way maker, our miracle worker, our promise keeper, Lord God. And there is no other like you. May we praise you and thank you all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen to the prayer warrior. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Hope, for that love. So until next Tuesday at 10 a.m., we'll see you guys then.
See y'all next Tuesday.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That is so beautiful. And now I'm so honored to have a room of the Ortizes. That's just so powerful.
Yes.
Wow. Even little Leo. Leo Ortiz.
Leo.
I see, really?
Yeah.
Y'all are so awesome. Are y'all doing Bible study tonight? Okay. Okay. I'm going to be there. I don't know if I'm going to have to leave a little early. Well, I may have to leave right after because I have to go to the airport. Yeah, to pick up Anna.
Awesome.
I have to do that. But other than that, I'll be there. Hopefully Jazz can go get her because she was like, Mom, what are you doing tomorrow night? I said, girl, Bible study. Yeah.
Mama Ortiz, I saw your comment. Thank you.
Oh, which one? The Boston Brown?